Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nashville SC back in action. This Sunday, they'll face Miami FC. That'll be at 7:30 Sunday evening. The game will be broadcast on 94.9. Pregame starting at 7:15. There were five MLS games that were postponed last night. Nashville SC actually played Orlando City, and they fell 3-1 in that one. They were the lone MLS game last night, so they're expected to be back in action on Sunday evening as they take on Miami FC, 7:30, pregame starting at 7:15. We're going to need a couple minutes here for Elliot Friedman to join us. Obviously, he's got his hands full with a lot of news.
I got to believe news is coming down by the second right now.
Yep.
Discussions going on right now in the NHL.
Well, he has tweeted out here in the last couple of minutes that players are being told to prepare for cancellation tonight. So, can't say that I'm surprised.
It looks like it's going down that road. And while we wait for Elliot, I know a lot of people were listening to Mike Vrabel, and all of us here on the station were listening very intently. I was so impressed by Kevin Byard, Ryan Tannehill, and then Mike Vrabel. I think you can really sense how, A, authentic he is, how well thought out all of the discussions were, how, Darren, you asked a great question earlier. How do you turn the frustration, your desire for change into real change? They tried to implement a plan to do just that. I thought that was taking it to the next level, right? Not just expressing frustration, but trying to lay out a plan to do something over the long term. I just can't tell you how impressed I was with how Mike Vrabel handled himself with that. You know, knowing that there are limitations. You know, he said, I can't tell you what's going to happen all across the country. I can control what we're doing here and what we hope happens starting our own communities. I love the idea, whoever came up with it, about Zoom with the Titan. What a great idea. That's carrying the Tony Kemp plus one effect philosophy. That's putting it into use. What a great way to use that forum.
You know, now that it's been a little time and we've still got all this going on, you know, it makes you appreciate what P.K. Subban was doing every Predators home game,
100%,
right? There needs
100%.
To be a Same lot philosophy. More of that. A lot more of that. I can't say it
enough. Bringing people from different backgrounds together.
A lot more of that between, like, those communities and the police community, okay? There needs to be a more coming together on those fronts, a lot more of that. It really makes you – not that we didn't appreciate it. We certainly talked about it enough with him and about it. And but now you appreciate it even more. That was a really good program before every single Predators home game, which was fantastic. And also the question was asked exactly what I said earlier when I said I really felt in my heart of hearts for a good while that we had indeed – turned a corner, and then this happened, and I had to step back and go, really? Months later? Are you kidding me? This really happened again? You've got to be kidding me. And I had to step back and go, I guess I was wrong. We haven't turned a corner. If we're literally talking about this again just months later, then I guess we haven't turned a corner, or at least it hasn't turned anywhere near where I thought we were. I thought we were really going down the right paths, and there's been a huge setback. So let's roll up the sleeves, get back at it. A lot more work to do.
Yeah, and you bring up the Blue Line Buddies program. Roman Josi kind of took it over when PK left, but when they came back with New Jersey, PK spoke to the media, but we all got to witness that he did it, you know, with Roman and was a part of it. And it was cool to see that he picked up where he left off. And I know we have Elliot on hold, but just shows you the type of person that PK Subban is.
It has been a fast-moving show today, a lot of moving parts, and we continue with that theme. Elliot Freeman is up with us. We speak to him this time every Thursday, and I can only imagine what it has been like for him today, kind of tracking the progress of the NHL and what could happen tonight. I know, Elliot, you've tweeted out something in the last 5 to 10 minutes that players are being told to prepare for cancellations tonight. What can you tell us?
Well, I think it's more – if not official, obviously it's not official, but I think the games are going to be canceled tonight. You always have to be careful, right? Because until you know 100%, you don't know. But I've had a few players indicate that they're being told that they're not going to play tonight. So we just have to make we'll be ready for the official announcement. And I don't think anybody should be expecting NHL action this evening from Toronto or Edmonton.
So Flyers, Islanders, Vegas, Vancouver were the two games scheduled for tonight. So do you think, and I know I'm just asking you to guess, but just your gut feeling and people you've been talking to behind the scenes, the NBA is not going to play again tonight, but it does look like all signs are pointing to them resuming their playoffs on Friday. So that would be 2 days stepping away completely of their playoff format. Do you think this is a one day only? Do you think it too could have a lasting effect and go into tomorrow's action?
That's a good question. I had one person tell me that they thought they heard it might continue into tomorrow, but I've had more people tell me that they think it's only a one-day thing. So the best answer I could give you is that it's uncertain, but I did have at least one person say they thought it could be 2 days, although at this point in time, that's an unconfirmed source, so I would hesitate to run with that.
Matt Dumba said that he was disheartened that the league played last night. What did you make of his comments?
Well, I can't fault him. Like, I certainly can't fault him. I mean, like, you know, some people feel this worse than others, and, you know, Matt would certainly be one of them. So when I look back to yesterday, I thought about this a lot last night. I was off last night. It was my regularly scheduled night off during the playoffs. And, I was watching all this unfold. I was sitting and watching, the NBA games when they were waiting to see if the Bucks would take the court. And then, you know, watching like a ton of great commentary from the likes of Sam Mitchell about it. And, so you're sitting there and you realize the Bucks aren't going to play. And then there's two games later and you realize, you know, the Rockets aren't going to play and the Lakers aren't going to play. And you're hearing that some baseball teams are deciding that they're not going to play. And, you know, obviously the Islanders and Flyers are in overtime, so you can't really do much about that. But, you know, the NHL basically says, look, it's up to the players. The players made the choice in basketball, so it's up to them. And I thought it was just, like, I looked at the Lightning and the Bruins players. You're in the bubble. You're preparing for a game. Like, those guys are all big time pros, right? They're two great teams. There's a lot of pros on that team, and you're not even minutes away from warm up, and the series is tied at one. It's a huge game. Like, there's no way those guys have a real idea of what's going on around them. They're focusing on the game. And I thought what we were missing yesterday, guys, was a big picture thinker. Somebody who would, whether it was from the NHL, the NHLPA, or one of the organizations, to step up and say, hold on, we are taking a 30-minute timeout. We are going to sit, we are going to say, we're going to think about this for 30 minutes. We're going to see how the world evolves. And we're going to see where things are so that we can just make sure we're making the right decision. Because I think what happened last night was, you know, they rushed it and they had that moment of reflection in Toronto, which just made things worse. And I think if everybody had just taken a time out and said, let's make sure we're doing this properly, you know, maybe they play like most of the MLB teams did. But even if they play, maybe they come up with something better for the opening that doesn't have people as angry. because that made it worse. That's what I think, guys. I think that yesterday, when they needed someone to step up and say, let's really make sure we have a plan for this, nobody did, and the sport got hit hard because of it.
Help me with this. That happened in Toronto before the Lightning and Bruins, but it did not happen before the game in Edmonton. Is that true for Avs and Stars?
It did not. They did not have it happen before the game in Edmonton, and they were supposed to. Like, I wonder if the one in Toronto just was so bad that they said, we're not doing that again.
Well, that's what I was at. Yeah, that's where I was going with it. Do you think
that's
exactly why?
I don't know that for sure, yeah. But that's kind of the theory, yes.
Yeah, look, I'm not envious of having to make those decisions like that, you know, in the moment. But you bring up a great point. But I know that stuff. It's kind of like the day that everything paused. That Thursday,
mm-hmm.
we had all these college basketball tournaments, and the SEC tournament was right here in our backyard at Bridgestone Arena, and they're out warming up, and then the first game before it starts, everything gets bagged. But yet another tournament, the Big East tournament, is going on at Madison Square Garden, you know, and all these tournaments are canceling, and they're not sure whether to play. The Big East tournament is playing already, and so I'm not envious of that, but you're right. The best thing to take away is just to literally hit pause like we do with our remote controls all the time and just stop for just a second and say, hey, wait a minute, let's talk before we do anything else.
It's, you know what it's like, guys? It's like when I'm broadcasting and I can feel that I'm really losing my train of thought or I'm not going where I want to go, I just take a deep breath and I go, hold on a second. just regain yourself for a second. And I've done that on air before, and it looks silly, but it's the smart thing. You collect your thoughts, and you get going back again. And that's what I thought was missing yesterday, is just, you know, someone to say, and I think there's a lot of different people who could have been that person. Let's just think of where we really are here.
Talking to Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet. Elliot, as you just illustrated, baseball had different forms last night. You had some teams that came out and canceled the game, other teams did not, and then were there other teams where individual players sat out or individual players played and expressed themselves after the game. I think it's possible to really be with the cause without necessarily protesting and boycotting a game. So I think the NHL has a chance now to regroup. There's nothing they can do about yesterday, right? We can all have our opinions on what should have happened yesterday, but I do think I'm really curious, now that they've had time to gather, as we were talking about, take that deep breath, how they illustrate and convey to everybody that they're authentically on board with the cause here.
Well, you know, I agree with that. Like people always say to me, how come you don't tweet more about stuff, about social stuff? And first of all, I believe that I want to save it so that when I do it, it really matters. I think some people who do it all the time, I think they lose their effectiveness and people stop listening to them. But I think the other thing is I think it's really easy to hit send tweet with a hashtag. And I think it's really easy to put an Instagram post out there or an Insta story out there and just, you know, get, you know, 20,000 likes. I think the harder thing is to contribute something. And like, there's things I do privately that I think make a bigger difference. And it's like life is full of doers and talkers, right? Like, I'm not big into the talkers, which is kind of funny because that's what I do for a living. I'm more into the doers. And I agree. I think there are really good people in the sport who want to make a difference. I absolutely 100% believe that. But I think a day like yesterday, it sets you back. I just think there's days where you got to say, all right, today we're punting. And I think yesterday was a day to punt. And now as a result, we're kind of playing catch up today. And like you guys brought up Matt Dumba earlier on, he says like we're always a day late or whatever. Well, he's been proven right again. And, you know, I just think that if it happened when it should have happened yesterday, I just think a lot of the whole situation would be a lot better.
Elliot, you have unique perspective here that we have available to us. I'm just curious, in Canada, and of course you're in Toronto, which is an incredibly diverse city. I've enjoyed so much having repeated visits there and reading more about what that's like up there. But give us the Canadian perspective of this human issue here, this social issue that's going on.
Well, what I would say is this. First of all, I know you only like Toronto because we have the bars open late here, too. Like, most places close earlier than Nashville does. So
they never go out after games.
Like,
they always go straight back to the hotel and go to bed.
That's right.
It generally has not been a problem finding a place to get a beer anywhere in Canada, but definitely Toronto does it right, for sure.
You know, I think, you know, I mean, we have our issues, too. We're not perfect. You know, I think that, like to me, like, I love Toronto. I've had opportunities to leave. I love my city. I love my country. I generally feel very safe and happy here. I'm proud to raise my family here. You know, a lot of us like to make fun of, not necessarily make fun, but we say, you know, we say we're better than our neighbors to the south. I don't know if that's true. I think we have our issues that we have to fix. I think, you know, people here would say that whether it's the Indigenous people, you know, or other minorities, we have to treat them better. I think we strive to be good, but I think we can always be better. And but generally, I'm very happy and proud to be a Canadian and raise our son here. But you know, life can always be better. You can always treat people better. I think that's the one thing you learn right now, is that you can always treat people better.
Elliot Friedman is with us from Sportsnet. Joins us every Thursday at 1 o'clock here on Darren Donick and Chase. So, how do you think, and I'm trying to think of the best way to word this question, because I experienced something one time. I was leaving a Predators game with my friend Ricky, who's black, and somebody made a joke, mm-hmm. and it was another black guy that said, "Man, surprised seeing you here walking out of a hockey game." And he laughed, and we all had, you know, a laugh and everything, but it got me thinking of, okay, well, how do you kind of fix that perception? And I know that there, you know, we were lucky to have Joel Ward, PK Subban play here in Nashville, Seth Jones, but how does the NHL maybe fix that perception, even though the guy said it in jest, but it's
yeah,
still
but
a
more importantly,
common look.
Why would you say that to somebody like that? To me, it doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you say that?
Yeah, I know.
That's what I would love to ask that person that said that to Ricky.
And it was another black guy that said it, but still doesn't make it right.
No, I don't understand. Like, there's no point. I don't know. Go on. I'm sorry.
Well, no, you're fine.
I think what happens is that, like, there's no, like ignorance and stupidity comes in all shapes and forms, right? There's no monopoly on it. You know, like, I'll just say that last night it was kind of hard to watch, and I was watching, you know, my coworkers on TV and from my couch, and I could see that they were really struggling too. Like, it was just not easy. And I think at the end of the day, it all comes down to, it's not only a hockey thing, just, you know, like, don't be an idiot. Like, I had a friend, his dad, when he was younger, he'd leave his house, and his dad would say, like, don't be a putz. Like, that was his line. And it was great advice. Like, it's those four words, like, it was just like, we, you know, you say to each other, like, it's kind of like your rule, like, don't be a putz. And I've kind of always thought that, like, I don't think it's very hard to know how to treat people properly. Like, we all have disagreements with people. We all have bad days. But still, like, there's a limit. And I just think that's what it comes down to. Like, don't be an idiot. And, And you know, with things like that, and I think that I really do think the sport wants to be better. I really do. I know that people want to be better. But, you know, I just think also that everything that's happening in the world right now, the pandemic, the pressure on people and their families, financial, do we send our kids back to school? How safe do we feel doing it? Like, it's just added to the overall stress. And I think at this point in time, I think it's harder. And I think that makes it harder to make sometimes good decisions and things like that. But I really do believe that the league and the sport wants to be more inclusive. I really do.
If you start making shirts that say don't be a putz, I promise you I will buy one for sure.
Me too.
Okay, you got a deal. I'll go on like Teespring or whatever that is.
Obviously right now
that was his advice. Like, we go out and say, hey, don't be a putz, and we'd always laugh.
It's sound advice. It is certainly sound advice. Obviously right now there's just a handful of teams that are still playing. So and it's probably hard to answer this question, but with the lessons that have been learned and the conversations that we're having, what do you think this looks like come December, when that's supposedly when the next season is going to start, and all 31 clubs, soon to be 32, have time to kind of figure out what the message is going to be and how they're going to go about it?
I think that's a great question. I don't know if I have the answer to that right now. You know, there's the Hockey Diversity Alliance. The NHL is coming up with something on its own, I believe. First of all, I think that you've got to have a mix of people. For example, it can't only be black players on a council or whatever you want to call it. There has to be some white players. I think there are players in the league who are of Indian heritage, like Zhujar Kara from Edmonton. There are players in the league who are indigenous. Ethan Bear, also from Edmonton. There's Asian players. Nick Suzuki from Montreal. There's Jewish players. Like, I think there's got to be a mix. That's number one. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, I just think there's got to be a willingness to say to people, I think the biggest issue in hockey might not even be racial as much as it is financial. And maybe financial is racial. The sport is hard to get to because it costs a lot of money to play it. And I know up here, that's a big debate we've been having for a long time, is how much it costs to play hockey and the barriers that creates. And that's something we've got to sort out too.
Real quick, Elliot, on the way out, you brought up the Hockey Diversity Alliance. I don't know enough about it. Can you lend a little insight on that? I believe PK is a part of that, right? I don't know. I think there's like 100 players. He's not?
He is not, no.
Okay.
The Hockey Diversity Alliance was created by a number of players. They wanted to be slightly independent from the NHL, but also work with the NHL. Evander Kane from San Jose is a member of that. Matt Dumba, who you mentioned before, from Minnesota. Chris Stewart, who played this year for Philadelphia. Wayne Simmons, who was in New Jersey and Buffalo. I apologize. Trevor Daly, who played in Detroit. I apologize if I'm missing anyone. The attorney who represents them also represents Colin Kaepernick. So they had some Zoom calls with him. But right now, the best way to put it is an arm's length organization from the NHL, independent, but wants to work together. And, you know, it's been a little rocky at times, but they're both still early. And I know the NHL feels that its goals are the same as the HDA's. And, I think they want to kind of work together to make sure they go where they want to go.
Is our buddy Joel Ward a part of that?
Yes, Joel Ward is part of that.
Okay,
yes.
Good to know. Okay,
yes.
Thank you. Thank you for we need to know a little bit more about that. In fact, we'll probably try to effort Joel to get on the show tomorrow. Elliot, thank you again. It's been, we know, already a crazy year, but, man, we've hit you with so many different angles and so many things in 2020. We just appreciate your time and your perspective. Thanks again for doing this.
No worries, guys. Have yourselves a great weekend.
And like I said, I will buy the shirt. Don't be a putz. I promise. Elliot Friedman from Sportsnet and 31 Thoughts. He is our guest every Thursday at 1 o'clock. We will come back. More on the other side. Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5, The Game.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.